Bez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shish, the sixth Perek in the Hilchas Gerushin, the laws of divorce, and the Rambam Sefer Nashim, where the Rambam continues on the theme of the previous Perek regarding Venasan law, Venasan Beyadah, regarding giving it to the woman. Now, how that's done with Shlichas through an agency. So now, Loch Aleph, the Rambam begins qualifying the different types of agencies that are possible in that of the delivery of a get, which that's receiving and delivering and different types of delivering. Says the Rambam, Hashlich Sha'isa Isha. The agent that the woman makes, lekabelo gito miyad ba'alo, to receive the get from her husband, hu haneker shlich kabbala, he's considered what's called the agent of receiving. U'mishigia get liat shlucha deskarsh, the moment it reaches the hand of her agent, she's already divorced, as we mentioned this in the previous parak, kilo giliyad, as if it's already reached her hand. And even if the husband wants to retract, he can't anymore because already she's divorced, the moment it comes to the hand of the agent, in contrast to that of the shlich leilach. Now, however, she has to go ahead and appoint him, she has to make him the shlich lekabbala with two witnesses. And additionally, you also need to have two witnesses that could testify that the get actually reached the hand of her agent. And this is even if the witnesses of that testified that he received it are the same witnesses that were there when she appointed him, or if it's one of the previous ones, which and you have another third party that's combining with either one of them, Hariz Eidus Gemur, again, that's going to be a bona fide witnesses. And the chiddush in that is we don't say that, oh, they must be lying, because it's not so common that the same witnesses that were there that saw when the woman made him into shliach were the ones that saw when he had received it from the husband. Even if it's only one of the two, and we're not concerned that she maybe is paying them off. No. It doesn't make a difference, even if it's the previous ones or one of the previous ones, it's going to be a bona fide witnesses. And again, that's going to validate the shlichus lekabbala. If the witnesses that saw that she made him a shliach lekabbala, and that the witnesses who saw it being given over to the shliach. Now, says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, but when do we say this? That this is necessary? If the get gets lost or gets torn. So then to validate it, we have to know A, that he was her agent, and that it was given to the agent. But if let's say the get is being produced by the agent of the receiving, then we don't need witnesses that could testify that he got it from the husband. We still need witnesses to verify that he was appointed by the woman. But we don't need witnesses. So whether if the husband gave it to him just between them, or whether it was given over from the witnesses, it's going to be good. Because the Rambam explains, when the shliach is producing it, it's kiyasa mitachas yadayish, when the woman produces it, which is that the divorce is, the Rambam says, is ultimately valid after the fact, if there's two witnesses signed on the get, even if it was delivered between him and her, it's going to be kosher. So here the shliach is the same thing. Even so, says the Rambam, initially, the husband should not give it to the shliach, only if you have witnesses that could testify it being given over. Like by the woman itself, the primary is really the Eid Mesira, which is the witnesses that are saying that we saw it being given from the husband to the wife. Here also, we need witnesses to see it being given from the husband to the shliach, lekabbala. Now, halacha gimel. The husband cannot make, quote-unquote, a shlich lekabbalah, an agent to receive the get for his wife, meaning that she should be divorced the moment the shlich receives it, because a get, as the Rambam mentioned in the previous parak, is a chayv, is a liability, and that you cannot be chayv on the adam, cannot create a liability for someone shlich b'fon, without their presence, without their acquiescence, without their accepting. But he could make an agent for himself, in his rights, which is to go out and deliver it to the wife. This is what's called a different terminology, the agent of delivery, which in that case she's only divorced when it actually reaches to her hand. Halacha dalet. V'chein ha'isha shalach ha'shlich lahavi l'get mi'ad ba'ala. The woman could also make the equivalent of a shlich l'alacha, not a shlich l'kabala, an agent to go out and bring the get from her husband to her. This is what's called a shlich of bringing, of fetching. And the agent of delivering or of fetching don't need witnesses regarding the fact that they were appointed to be agents. Because as Rambam says in Hilchas Ishah and Perek Gimel, he says, there's no reason for testimony regarding the agency of the husband just to verify the truth. Now, the Ravid actually says that there's no necessity of witnesses because the agent is producing the get. Obviously, he's an agent. Now, according to the Rav, it's very well understood the reason why shlich lekabbala from the woman, you need to have witnesses, because There's no proof, in fact, that he's holding this get, that he was the woman's agent. Now, according to the Rambam, where you could explain the difference between Shlich Leilacha, that doesn't need Edim regarding his appointment, and Shlich LeKabbalah, that you do, is because in the first type, the actual Gerishin is only happening the moment that it comes from the Shlich to the woman. So therefore, the appointment of the agency doesn't need witnesses, because that's not the actual Chalais, the taking effect of the get, in contrast to the Halacha of when it's a Shlich LeKabbalah, where he doesn't have to then subsequently deliver to the woman. The moment he gets it, she's divorced. And that's Dabar Sheva Erva. And Dabar Sheva Erva, it cannot be permitted with less than two people. And therefore, you need to have two witnesses to testify that he was appointed by the woman to be the Shlich LeKabbalah. Halacha Hey. The Ein Eish Miskadesh is Beget Shashal Chabal. Now, the woman is not divorced with the get that the husband sent. Or Shehebel Shlich Chabal, or her own agent of Hava, not of Kabbalah, of fetching. Until that get actually reaches her hand. And says the Rambam, anytime we mention Magitin by the laws of divorce, an agent without specifying, that's the agent of delivering or fetching, because it catches the Shlich LeKabbalah, which happens the moment it happens that it reaches his hand, those Shluchim, it actually has to reach the hand of the woman, which, and therefore it's not finished until it actually gets to the woman. Which, as we'll see later on, the significance regarding the husband nullifying it, even if the agent already has it, if the woman didn't get it yet. Now, the Ram Halach Abav tells us who is valid to be a shliach in regards to that of a get. Hakol shem l'shlich is a get. Everyone is valid to be an agent for a get, for the divorce document. Bein l'shlich kabbalah, whether the agent that's receiving it for the woman. Bein l'shlich halach abavah, whether for the agent who's delivering it or fetching it. Chutz min hachamisha, except for five people, which we mentioned them in a previous halacha regarding their invalidation for these halachas of gerishin. They are Hanachri, the non-Jew, Vo'evet, and the slave, Vacherish, and deaf mute, Vacherita, and the mentally range, Vakatan, and the minor. They're either not in Das, or they don't have the halacha of Gittin, Bekedushin. Now, Vim Kibbalah, Hevi, Echman, if one of them received it or brought it, and again, it's not going to be valid as a get because they don't have the halachas of a valid agent for the laws of Git. Now, halacha zayin, Avla Noshim, Vakrevim, Kshem. But women or relatives, they're valid to be a shliach. And even those who are rabbinically prohibited because of a sin that they committed, like gambling, things which rabbinically invalidate them as being valid witnesses, they're valid to be an agent for the get, just like they're kosher to even testify regarding a woman that her husband died to permit her to get married, they're also valid to be able to bring the get. Now, but if those who are invalid because of a biblical sin that they committed, like literally stealing, they're invalid to go ahead and bring the get. And the reason for that is because we suspect them to be liars and they're not trusted to say the husband made them an agent to go ahead and bring the get. And if they brought it, it's rabbinically invalid, meaning if they get married, we're not going to remove them if she got married after this get, but rabbinically it's invalid. Now, says the Rambam, when do we say this? Only if, with that, this person who is a biblical sinner, but the get is actually verified with the signatures inside, meaning that witnesses came and verified, said that these are valid signatures and it's not a forged, and therefore it's a valid document. But rabbinically it's still invalid because the one who's bringing it is, although we don't need him as the Mesira, but it's still rabbinically invalid because he's a biblical sinner. But if, let's say, we're not relying on the but to say the Ram of Loi Nismach Bai, but we cannot rely on him. El Al Dibri Pasul Bavim, and I tell you again. But if let's say we're not relying on the, there's no validation of the get with its signatures, then we cannot rely on him. Only if he's a biblically sinner, then in the get it's not going to be a valid get. It's totally null and void. And even if he gets married, we remove him because as long as we don't have a verification of the witnesses in the get, we're relying on him, and that we cannot. And therefore, then it would actually be batal. Halacha ches, hayashlich katan kishnos laget. Let's say the agent was a minor when the get was given to him to go and deliver it. But godly kishaviyah, and by the time he came and delivered it, he was already an adult. Or similar ches from this pocket, we're going through those who are invalid. Or someone was deaf mute and he became not a deaf mute, became with all his faculties open. Or shaitim v'nishtapa, or when he was given, he was mentally deranged, but then became sane. Or nachman is gayer, or he was non-Jew and converted, or yavim v'nishtach, or a slave and he got freed. All those which we said are invalid. If they were given it and then when they were invalid, but when they delivered it, they were okay. Here's a bottom. That get is null and void because the beginning of when it was given to them was invalid. Therefore, they were never able to be the shlichim that they were when they were given. Now, avol, but let's say, when it was given to him, he was not deaf mute, but v'nischar she became a deaf mute. Then v'chaz v'nispakach. Then he subsequently became back with his faculties intact. Or similar how you shalva v'kondishnas like get. Let's say he was sane when the get was given to him. V'nishtata became mentally range. V'chaz v'nishtata because she gave you a get liyadish, and then he became sane back again by the time he brought it to the woman. Or is a get kasha, that's going to be valid get, and they should techlasa v'sefer. But does because the beginning and the end, which are requisites, the fact that the middle of something happened, that's not a problem. So in the beginning, and we're intelligent, it's going to be a valid shlichus. Now, look at this, Rambam continues regarding the appointment of the agent. If the woman made the shliach, the agent with witnesses, she tells him, Tuli giti, take from me my get, and let it be in your hand. She's essentially making him into shliach to receive it, because she's saying, you keep it, which means I don't need it, because you're shlich likabala. Okila amalites, as if she told him, iskabli giti, receive for me my get. So although she said, take it, she didn't say, receive it, but since she's saying, hold on to it, essentially saying that, be my shlich likabala. Now, b'yeshli isha lasa shlich kabala, a woman could make an agent to receive, likabla gita, to receive her get, miyat shluchi shalbala, even not only from the husband himself, but even from the agent of the husband. What the chidsh is that the Gemara says, we're not concerned the husband to say, well, I'm so disgraceful that she herself is not going to receive it from my agent. We're not concerned from that. Ukitana ina isha shlich likabala. A minor cannot make an agent to receive her get. Now, avabisha chatzir koin la gita gigdela, although her courtyard actually acquired for her get, just like an adult woman, where if the get was put into her courtyard, she would be divorced as if it went into her hand. But regarding making a shliach, that's not going to work. The Rambam says, because making a shliach like a bala, as we said before, that requires witnesses. Now, those witnesses are to verify what the minor did. We cannot say testimony on a minor, because the minor does not have total intelligence. So you cannot testify regarding them, and therefore that doesn't allow it to make a shliach like a bala in the first place. Now, the Rabbi writes that doesn't understand. He says, what do you mean? Very simply, just like the shliach has to have intelligence, the one who's sending the agent has to have intelligence. As the Gemara says, "In katan is a shliach." A man cannot make a shliach, and based on that, of course, you cannot make a shliach and even a shliach laval. Now, the Rambam, however, holds that no, we do see that an adult woman can make a shliach like a bala to make her divorce, even not in front of her. Obviously, because it's a merit for her, because she's revealing her intention by making a shliach, and therefore it could work even when she's not there. So in the minor also, we would say that since she's revealing her intention that she wants her shliach to divorce her, we would say that the husband or the bezin could be mezakah to the get by what's called mezakah de acher through someone else doing it, even though it's not her shliach. And then the shliach should be like a courtyard and she should be divorced right away. That's what the Rambam says, that the appointment of the shliach, the Kabbalah, has to be with Edom, and the Edom cannot testify regarding the minor because they have to know that it's a merit for her, even now when it's being given over, and that she didn't retract, and since she does not have total das, so they were concerned that maybe she's retracting, and it's a liability, and therefore, that's why, says the Rambam, it's not going to be valid for the ketano to make a shliach likabala. Halacha yud, ha'isha she'asa shliach likabala, a woman that made a shliach to receive her get, v'amalei baal, and the husband says to the shliach, ein ritzayin yishu dekabala gita, no, I know you're coming from my wife to receive the get, I don't want you to receive the get for her. El harizi gita, here's her get, I want you to deliver it to her. That's the husband's domain. He gets to decide because he's choosing to give the get or not. So, and he's calling the terms. And therefore, this agent becomes a shlich to deliver it, not a shliach to receive it. And the significance of that is, if the husband wants to retract before it gets to the woman, to his wife, he could back out because he's a shlich lehilacha. Now, Abel Mamla, but let's say he says to the agent from his wife, his kabbalah gita, okay, receive her get. Oi, heilach, or here it is for you. Oi, heilach, or okay, merited for her. Then he didn't uproot the agency of the agent receiving it. And therefore, she's divorced right when he gets it. But let's say he says to that shliach, heilach, deliver to her. Okay, akash shliach zagabala. He's uprooted her from him being a shliach like a bala, because he says, no, bring it to her. And essentially, he's the agent of the husband. So to be tells him, go and give it to her. Again, he's saying go, which means say it's not right when you get it. He has uprooted the agency of receiving it, where he's revealing his intention that he wants him to bring it to her and not to get divorced right when he gets it. Now, halach yiralf. Shlicha isha, shabala kala get minabal. Okay, again, the agent of the woman that's coming to receive the get from the husband. And he says to the agent, and the agent says to the husband, "Shlich kabbalani, I'm an agent to receive. Your wife sent me to receive the get. Shlich the kabbalah." And the husband says, "Okay, go this get like she said." Essentially, what he means to say is, "I'm not uprooting your agency. Ella, rather, Bein she'asa ayischa shlich chabala, whether she made your shlich to receive it, or shlich chabala, or shlich to go and bring it up, hariyat to kamay shamra. You're like she said, because he's saying hoylech, which sounds like shlich chabala, but he's saying kamay shamra. He's saying, okay, whatever it is that she said, hoylech or kabala, whatever she said. Now the thing is, but the case doesn't end over there. So he comes, he brings the get. Ramallah, she says to him, why shlich like kabala something? I never made you an agent to receive the get from me. Shlich chabala, I told you shlich to fetch it from me. Oh, says the Rama, so even if she actually comes to her hand again, in the regard, she's not going to be divorced. Why? Because the shliach uprooted the agency that the wife had said, because she said shliach hava, but that's not what he said to the husband, because va'am al-Bal, essentially what he was saying to the husband was, I never was being made a shliach hava from her. He says, what did he tell the husband? He says, shliach kabbalah ani. So he's saying, I'm only willing to do a shlich l'kabbalah. What's the difference? Shlich l'kabbalah, he doesn't have to go and bring it back to the woman. He doesn't have to travel back to her town. It's a one-way trip. The moment he gets it, she's divorced. So essentially he was saying that, I don't want to be shlich l'kabbalah to have to go all the way back over there. So even if he subsequently changes his mind and he brings it to the woman and she gets it to her hand, it's not a get, because he was never an agent. Because shlich l'kabbalah, he wasn't, because she didn't make him one. And shlich l'kabbalah, he never agreed to be from the husband. Now, in contrast, let's say he says, the husband says to the shliach, "Haylich v'tenla," and he doesn't say the word "kamaisha amra." Then actually, she would be divorced when she gets the get, because when he gets the get from the husband, it's based on the words of the husband, which the husband didn't say "kamaisha amra." He says "haylich," which therefore he becomes a shliach le'alacha. But here, where he said "kamaisha amra," and he said it's kabbalah, and therefore he wasn't agreeing to be hava, and neither is the shliach le'kabbalah. Therefore, there's nothing over here, and therefore she's not going to be divorced at all. Now, halacha is based. Let's say the agent says to the husband, shlicha va'ani, the other way around. Let's say he says, I was sent from your wife to fetch it for her. The husband says, haylich kamay shamar, go, and like she says. Ve'evis again, he brings the get. Va'amalei she says to him, no, shlich l'kabbalah samtich, what are you bringing all the way back here? You didn't have to come back. I made you shlich l'kabbalah. Oh, kibin shagiyah get li'ad, here once the get reaches her end, then megereshes, then actually she is going to be divorced. Because here, she's not divorced when it gets to the hand of the shliach, because the husband relied on the words of the shliach and did not make him a shliach le'lacha. And she had actually made him a shliach le'kabbalah, but so it's not happening when he gets it, because he was saying he's a shliach hava, but shahari le'akar shliach ha'amra, but he didn't uproot the agency that she had made for him, le'garoi, so rather he made it more difficult, which was, he says, yeah, I'm not being like she said, a shliach le'kabbalah. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm a shliach le'kabbalah. He told the husband, I'm a shliach le'hava. So, here, maybe she had said le'kabbalah to receive it, voim le'kabbalah, he said, the husband le'hava b'vad, only to fetch of her. So that's not uprooting anything, because if he's agreeing to be a shliach hava, which means he has to do a return trip, for sure, so to speak, including that, b'chlam asaymana, was to be an agent to just receive it without that effort. And therefore, since it wasn't uprooting it, yeah, he'll have to actually bring it to her, but however, it's not uprooting it, and when she actually gets it, she'll be divorced. Halach yid gimel. Habal shashol get le'ishtu. The husband sends a get to his wife. So, bosh lich litnei lo. So the agent comes to give it to her, meaning this is the agent of the husband. But then she doesn't take it. She tells him from the witnesses, ye get zippakad netzlach, let it stay as a deposit by you, which essentially she's telling him that you be the agent to receive it from me. I don't want this from my husband. I'll be divorced, but you hold on to it. Or she tells him clearly, you're the agent to receive it from me. So actually, I raise him aggressive with suffix. She's only divorced out of doubt, because the sages were in doubt. Could a shliach swap in mid-shlichas, because he never gave it to her, from being a shliach le'alacha to be a shliach le'kabbalah for her? So we're not clear about that, so she's doubtfully divorced at shegiyah get li'ad until it actually reaches her hands. Now, shegiyah get li'ad, when it actually reaches her hands, says kar shavadi, then definitely she's divorced, because he went and he executed totally on his shlichas of being a shliach le'alacha. Now, halachi dal dram continues regarding giving over the get through a shliach. Shliach shehevi get, an agent that brings a get. When he gives it to her, he has to give it to her in front of two witnesses, because, as we've said many times, the primary divorce happens with the Mesira, when it's given over, and you need Ede Mesira, witnesses, to verify that, because, and he's just an extension of the husband. Those two people who are seeing it being given over from the agent to the woman needs to read it, and then give it to her in front of them. As the Rama explained, because the halacha of the agent with the woman is kedin habal yima, is the same as the husband with her. Shetach to become, because he's just taking the agent. The agent just taking the place of the husband. So if the agent gives that and the witnesses who see it being given over didn't read it, and she took it and she throws it to the sea, we're not sure, it's a doubtful divorce because maybe it wasn't a get at all. And you can't verify after it was thrown into the sea, because even if the husband would do this, we wouldn't say it's definitely a get kasha, as the Ram said in Perek Aleph. Halacha Dezvav. Let's say the agent violates this principle and he gives it just between him and her. So then they have to take it from her, give it back to him, and then he has to give it back to her in front of two witnesses. And the reason for this is because there are some ga'inim that rule that if it wasn't given over in front of two witnesses, even though two witnesses are signed inside of it, it's invalid get. So initially we have to be concerned for that opinion, and when it's possible, go ahead and do it in the right way of give it over in front of two witnesses, where, and especially since it's the shliach over here, it's not even the husband himself. But, says the Rambam, v'meis, but if let's say he died already, and the woman is producing the get, that it's, and it's validated with the witnesses inside, so it's being validated with the witnesses, how does it get kasha? Then it's going to be after the fact kasha, like the Rambam Shita and Perek Aleph, after the fact, the get is kasha, even without Eid Mesira, with Eid Chasima in the document itself. Now, halacha d'zayin, the Rambam continues regarding nullifying the shlichus, when nullifying the get, while the shlichus is still in process. As Rambam says, shlich should not like get. So the agent that takes the get, which again, when we say generally shlich, the Rambam says we mean shlich lelocho havo, where it's not, her should not divorce until she actually gets it. Not when the shlich has it. Now before the get reaches the hand of the woman, the husband goes after him and he tells him, get the get that I sent with you, butlu, it's void. Or he gets before the shlich, he gets to the woman and he tells her, get butlu, the get that I'm sending to you is void. Or he sends a different agent to nullify it. Or he tells other people, get the get that I'm sending to my wife, that's on its way, it's void. Or is a butler, so it's void. And even if subsequently after the bitl, the get gets to her hand, doesn't make a difference, already null and void. Now, and if he's doing the bitl in front of other people, he has to nullify in front of two people, which is on some level like a court. Because less than two people, we have to be concerned that maybe the word's not going to get out there, and in the interim, the woman's going to get married to someone else, and the children are going to be mamzerim because she wasn't really divorced. Now, if the get already had reached her hand, or to the agent of receiving, so then he cannot nullify it anymore. And even if within the time frame that says to say Shomalech Rabbi, which is a few moments, which generally that gives you allowance to retract something, and he nullifies it with that amount of time, he gave it to her and says, "Bottle." Since he only nullified after reached her hand or the hand of her agent or to her courtyard, in the bottle is not void. The get card is going to be valid. Get, as the Gemara tells us, because since it's such a severe thing as divorce, a person only does it if they clearly made up their mind, and therefore, genuinely taking the dibri is because you could still back. You didn't fully convince yourself, and if it's within those few seconds, you could back out. Here, it's something so severe that you definitely made up your mind, and therefore, the halacha taking the dibri does not work to back out. Halacha yidzayin. Let's say he was looking after. He was trying to get an agent to nullify it. He's looking for two people to nullify in front of them. And in the meantime, when he was looking after people trying to get, he wants to nullify because clock is ticking, the agent gets there, it's already over. And before he got a chance, the get came to her hand. Afterwards, he nullifies it. In the bottle, it's not void. Even though he was trying to get it nullified before it got to her, it doesn't make a difference because that's what's called Dvarm Shebelev in Dvarm. Although we see that that was his intention. But since he didn't say anything, he didn't do it. So therefore, he didn't do it. And therefore, she's divorced. So let's say he says to 10 people, I want you guys to write this get and give it to my wife, which actually the halacha is that one of them writes it, two of them sign it, and one of them gives it to her, as the Rambam says later on in Perek Tes. Now, what he could do is, he could nullify the get in front of some, even though it's not in front of the other ones. I mean, he could tell one of them, don't write it, don't give it, and therefore the get's going to be void. And even if the nine others, they who he didn't tell, they cannot write it, they cannot give it because of the principle it's called. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidos, Eidos about the Miktsas, about the Kula. If part of the witnesses were nullified, they're all considered nullified. And even if he does it in front of two other people, as Rambam said in Halacha Tezayin, it's just that initially it's forbidden to do it in front of two other people because it might cause the children to be mamzerim because the agent's not going to know and give it over to the woman and she's going to get married and have the children mamzerim, as Rambam says later on Halacha Chavav. But the truth is, even in front of two other people, he could nullify it. Now, shalach get biat shnayim, that's regarding being witnesses to make the get. Now, regarding the agency of delivering, Shalach HaGet B'yad Hashem, let's say he sends the get with two people, you guys have to deliver it. He can nullify in front of one, even though it's not in front of the other one. And the get's going to be bottled because same principle of Shlichah Shabbat L'Mikzat Zabat L'Kula, an agency that part of it was nullified, it's all nullified. And Vafil Ho Yasara, even if there were 10 people, if he nullifies in front of one of them, but like get, again, the get is going to be null and void. Now, Alachi Tess, the Ram continues regarding nullifying it from the inception, which relates to Alachi, what's called Mesiris Maida. As Ram says, V'chimi Sha'am al-Shanayim, so too, someone says to two people, get Shani Kaisu L'Ishti, the get I'm going to write for my wife. Batal Hu, it is already, he's preempting it, it's already null and void, meaning I don't really even intend to give it to her. I'm doing it for some other reason that's pushing me to do it, but I want you to know, the get that I'm going to write is void. Because of Achal get and son Labif Nishna Mechem, and then he does. He writes the get and he gives it to her in front of two other people. There's a batal. It's void because he already preempted it. Vezuhi Mesiris Hamidal get. This is what's known as giving out notification regarding the get, that this is not a get that I intend to be as a get. So to be tells to them, Kol get she'echtav li'plaini. Any get that person is going to write for me, batal is void. Oi, Kol get she'echtav bevez din she'plaini. Any get I'm writing in that court, here's a get batal. It's a get that's void. Oi, or he says Kol get she'echtav mikam ve'desem shana. Any get I'm going to write from now until the next 20 years, batal is void. Here's a get batal. So he already made that declaration. It's a void get. So to be says in front of two witnesses. Any get I'm going to write for that woman, my wife, batlu is void. And anything that I'm going to use to nullify this announcement that I'm telling you now, how are you batlu, that will also be batlu. Because he subsequently writes and gives it to her. Even if he nullifies his announcement before he gives the get, how are you get batlu? The get is void. Because initially he said that any nullification of my madah, that itself would be void, so that's void. So therefore the original madah remains, which he said that it shouldn't be as a get. Halacha Chav says Ram, Imkin, my tikkun stav is this. So how can we get around this? Let's say that he actually wants a divorce, but he already preempted it that nothing should allow it to be. So it should be like this: Sheyem Eloi Ha'edim, that the witness should tell him. Kaidim Ksiris Aged, when they finally want to actually do a get, before they write the get, they tell him like this: Emma Bevanei Nesei in front of us. Shekol Advarm Shemesar to Shegoyim. Anything that you had said that you had given over, that's going to cause that Kishis Kaimoyes Advarm, that when those things are fulfilled, about like that should nullify the get, that those nullifications are in between, that those are null and void. He says yes, where his final word is the main thing, where he's now notifying that anything that he had said originally to nullify, even that's nullified. And then he tells them, okay, write and sign and give it to her. So then that's valid. So they don't let him go until the get actually reaches our hand, because we see this guy, he's been trying to get sneaky out of this get for a while. Conditionally, it's to be badly, so that he shouldn't go out and nullify it, and then it's going to be nullified because that's going to be the last thing that he says. Now, but says the Rambam, just to qualify, someone that is giving out a declaration, or someone that's nullifying the Maidah, neither one of these, they don't need an actual acquisition because it's just revealing his intention, so that could work even without an actual kinyan. Halachaf Aleph, now the Rambam goes, what's the halacha with utilizing a get that was already nullified? Says Ram Hashlech get biyad Hashlech. If someone sends a get in the hand of an agent, who beat like get and he nullifies the get, Sahari Chayzim Akarsh, because he could go ahead and divorce her whenever he wants to subsequently divorce her with that same get. Shle bitl materis get, because he has not nullified this document from being a get. A materis shlech, he just didn't want that guy to be the agent to send the get. Now, lafika, but therefore, emhoya get biyad abal obitl, but let's say there was no agent. Let's say the get was in the hand of the husband. And at that time, he nullified it. Kugan Shem, let's say he says, get the bottle, this get his bottle. Oh, then ein megarish b'loilam. Then it's not about nullifying a shlichus, because there's no shlich, he has it. So then he can never divorce with this get forever. And it's like a broken piece of earthenware. It was like shattered, and it has no use. The megarish might not be divorced with it. And the megarish is not going to be divorced, because he already made it null and void. Also, if he specifies at the time when he's nullifying it, even even though it's in the hand of the agent, and he says, get the get that I sent, Hari bottom of get, it's going to be null and void from being a get. So he's specifying clearly it's not in the shlich, it's on the get. In regards to he can never divorce with it at all because it was ready, it was nullified. Now, Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding this nullification of a get, the wording, the intention, the punishment. Says Ramam, Be'ezel l'shein is mevat l'get. What type of wording does the husband have to use to nullify a get? So Amar, let's say he says batl hu. it's nullified, or Iyevshibai, I don't want it, or gets a loyal, this get shouldn't work, Layata shouldn't permit, Vlayazba should not let her go, Vlayshalcha shouldn't send her away, Blugosha shouldn't divorce her, Yikachesta should be like earthenware, Yikachesta should be earthenware. Harikachesta, then all those cases would be a valid bittel, and it's like earthenware. And if he says any one of these terminology or things like that, there is a bit he has nullified. Now, Allah of Gimel, Avalam Amar Berletzi says, get to in a get. He says in the present tense, this get is not a get. Possible, it's invalid. Inamal, it's not effective. Inamata doesn't permit. Inamashalach doesn't send. Inamagash doesn't divorce. Cheresu, it's earthenware. Lemakumi hasn't said anything. Shein zeh lashon mevatel, it's not a wording of nullifying it from here on. Elashon meidia, I mean, it's like he's notifying the truth of the thing. But he's notifying something which is not true because he's telling it's possible, but we know that it's kosher because there's nothing wrong with it. It's kemisha imal davar aser shumot. It's like he's saying something regarding that it's forbidden, that's permitted, or davar tamei shutar, or something that's tamei that's tar, when it's not the case, and therefore that would not be a valid bittul. Alach of dal. Amar, let's say, says get ze botal. Let's say this get is botal. Now shemishmoy, the understanding of that word is poel sha'avar. Sounds like a past tense. Kagoyin, for example, like the pasuk that says chamak avar, he turned away and he was gone, which was it's with a pasach. So hariza suffik. So because this has a present tense and a past tense, what's called poel sha'avar. So hariza suffik. So it's a situation of doubt. Doesn't mean future tense where he wants to nullify from here on, just like if it said botel with a tseire, and then it's going to be botel. Or does it sound like a past tense, and if it's not a bitl, because it's notifying something which is not the case. So she's divorced with such a get, where he said gets a botel, hari suffering regression, so it's doubtful if she's divorced. Hello, chafei. Mishra shol get leishtav. Someone sends a get to his wife. And the agent comes and tells him, he comes back to the husband, he says, let me see, I didn't find her. She didn't want to take it from me. The husband says, Baruch atayv, amitim, blessed is God that's good, and that he does good, and you didn't deliver to her. Like, or things that are similar to that type of phraseology. Shemeshmi and Shem B'day Lagash, where the understanding of those words sounds like that he doesn't really want to divorce her. Shar Sameich B'kabeg, because he's happy that the get got held up and not wasn't delivered to her. So they bought the get. This has not nullified the get. It's just that he didn't want this to be delivered at this point in time. Eliyitim Mutiya Magresha, rather, he could give it and she will be divorced. Until he tells him explicitly, don't give it to her, or he explicitly goes and he nullifies it. He was just happy that it got held up for them, but not that it was a nullification of the get. Halacha Vav. Mishashal get leishav. Someone sends a get to his wife. V'chazer bitl b'fnei shnayim, and he goes and he subsequently nullifies in front of two other people, which we said that works, but as we mentioned previously, it's not ideal. Or someone that, let's say, gives that a notification regarding the get, where that also prevents it from being executed as a valid get. So makan lisa makas mardis. Although these technically work, but we give him rabbinic lashes, which mardis is because he's rebellious against rabbinic law, which that would give him as many lashes as it is to put him in the right situation, unlike lamatis, the 39 malchus of biblical origin. And the reason is m'nishigur m'lisa m'zayim, because although this works, but it causes the children to become illegitimate, because Shari Yigia get liyada, she's going to get the get, because he only went to two random people, or he put out a notification. The agent doesn't know about this, he's going to give her the get, but she's going to get married. And then subsequently, there's going to be witnesses who come out and say, what do you mean, this was never a get, he had nullified in front of them, or he had made a notification before the get was written. And then it's all moms, it comes to the children, illegitimate children, because she was really not divorced, and so on and so forth. So because of that, although it works, but the rabbis give him lashes if he does such a thing of being mevatel in front of two other people, or doing a maidah beforehand. Allah of Zayin, the Ram continues regarding the presumption of validity in the agency in the shlichas of a get. Says Ram, shlich shehibi get. If an agent brings the get from the husband and the son alicha gives it to the woman, ain't we don't say shem a bit labal. Oh, maybe the husband nullified it. We don't have to suspect that. El nisin oisa law. Rather, we give it to becheska shukasha in the presumption that it's valid. But not so she can get married with it. Now, if we do find out subsequently that he had nullified it, then Tetzav Avlad Mamza, then yes, she has to leave her second husband and the children are illegitimate because she wasn't divorced. But we don't have to suspect it. And in the case of get, when the son leishes, so did the guy himself. If he writes a get for his wife and he gives it to the wife, in we don't say, ooh, Shema Masa my dog, said maybe he already made a notification before that this is not a valid get. No, we don't have to suspect it. Elari, rather, has a presumption of validity and she can get married with it. Halacha of ches, similar chazaka, v'chein maybe get. So if someone brings a get, v'nicha bal chayla, he left the husband, when he left him, and the husband had written a get, he left the husband as an ill person, or he's elderly, which maybe he died. No, we give it the presumption that he's still alive. We don't have to be concerned maybe he died and therefore it was nullification of the agency because you can't deliver it after the husband's dead. Rather, you retain with the chazaka that he's still alive. Now, avol neicha geisa, but if left him in the throes of death, shereiv geisa, let me say, there's a low majority that most people in throes of death die. So the avbish nesan nula, even if he gives it to her, her is a vacation, she's only doubtfully divorced. She didn't get like a misa because maybe he died and you can't give a get after the husband's death. So too, if you have a city that's surrounded by troops and that they're laying siege to the city, or you have a boat that's being taken up by waves in the sea, it's out in the storm and sea, or someone's being taken out to be judged for capital crime, still there's a presumption that the person's alive. And if the get was in the hands of one of them, was an agent for that get, you give it to the wife with the presumption that we presume that she's divorced. Again, it's just like if he's ill or if he's elderly, that then these halachas are similar. Although could be this person died already, but we don't have to suspect it. Now, but halacha of test, the Rambam moves on to similar to like the case of geisis. But let's say the city was already conquered by those marauding troops and it was already, the city walls were split. Or the boat was capsized, was lost out in sea. Or let's say he's going out to be executed from the courts of the non-Jews. Or for wild animal mauled the person who dragged him, or he was swept down river, or a building collapsed on him. Then we give on them the stringencies of being alive and of that of being dead, and that we have to suspect, we don't know. And therefore, if the get of one of them was in the hand of the shlech, in the next lishli, he doesn't give it to his wife because we don't want her to then be in the situation where she's doubtfully divorced, and then in the situation of yibum, maybe she can be lenient and she's going to think, oh, she can get away with this without chalitza. But of course, shlebim makabibim, then obviously, if she wants to get married, then there's no concern that mana v'shach, she'd be permitted to marry, either because she's divorced or because she's not mana. And even in yibum, the truth is, if she swears that she's not going to get married without chalitza, then you give it to her as long as she does not remain aguna, because you don't know what her status is. Then, of course, we would give it. Now, then the son, if he gives it to her, is it suffering from aggression? Again, that's a case of a situation where we doubt if she's divorced. Again, regarding death, it wouldn't make a difference, because each divorced or dead, but it would have significance regarding the laws of yibum, where then she would only be able to do chalitza, not yibum, because maybe she is divorced. Now, let's say we find out the husband died before the get actually reached her hand, then obviously in a get, not a valid get, because in get la chamisa. Now, halacha lama, the Rambam says that, however, are still obligation the husband has to his wife until she actually gets the get. If the husband sends a get to his wife, and let's say it's, who knows, a few weeks' journey till he gets to her, but he's still obligated to feed her, or b'chol tnei ksuba, and all the stipulations of the ksuba, let's say, for her doctor treatments and so on and so forth, until the get actually reaches her hand, because even when she's doubtful if she's divorced, the husband has obligation to feed her, as we had said in a previous parak. So until it reaches her hand, or until it reaches the agent of who receives it for her, until one of those, until she's actually divorced, the husband would still have all the obligations as a regular wife for ksuba and the tnei ksuba.